right, back at it. Mario Lopez kicking off another week of fun. Lots to get into. Our buddy comic Heather McDonald stopping by a little later. We're going to do some hot topics with her. Plus, Gaga slamming claims she ripped off a song. We're going to get to that and get you ready for more Bachelor in Paradise. All that and more. So let's do it. It's week two on Bachelor in Paradise, and we're getting our first rose ceremony.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
You're on Mario Lopez. Some new guys arrived tonight, including Jordan from Becca's season. This is his second time in Paradise, so he's making it a habit. Looks like he's immediately stealing someone's girl. I don't know if it qualifies as stealing. If you're not married, is that still a thing? Also arriving, Mike from Hannah's season. All the guys are intimidated by him. Paradise has a much more lax feel, yet the passion is still strong. Ironically, there has been more couples that have stayed together through Paradise than there have been in the Bachelor franchise altogether.
More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
Love celebrating all these obscure holidays. Mario Lopez here. Frazier, what weird holiday is it today?
You got a choice. National Middle Child Day.
Oh, I have a middle child.
You
now.
Have one now, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Vinyl Record Day.
Okay, that's back in a big way.
World Elephant Day.
Oh, I love elephants.
Me too.
So happy World Elephant Day. They're the cutest. What up, it's Mario Lopez. Lady Gaga could be heading to court. Another artist says her latest Grammy winner is a ripoff. Uh-oh, this is becoming a pattern. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're with Mario Lopez. Lady Gaga accused of stealing.
On with Mario. Hollywood Buzz.
Well, we may be on the verge of another big copyright case, this time over the song Shallow, which obviously was a big hit, nominated for an Oscar. So there's this artist named Steve Ronson that says Gaga plagiarized part of the song from something that he wrote 7 years ago. But the part of the song in question is just a three-note progression. So here's Shallow.
I'm falling.
Okay. And here's Almost from Steve Ronson.
Can't you see?
It does sound very, very similar, but at what point does it fall under the copyright category? Does it have to be a whole verse? Is it a couple of chords that match? This is a very confusing, slippery slope.
It is. And if we're being honest here, Nicholas and I were talking about this earlier, and we believe that both of these songs have ripped off this song from Kansas.
I close my eyes.
Wow, I didn't even think about Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Classic song, great song. I mean, you're always getting influenced by someone. Ooh, we're going to have to wait and see how this plays out.
Weigh in on Twitter right now. Tweet us at On With Mario. And don't move. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
On with Mario Lopez, just a little over a month away from our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival. And we are going next level this year. Alicia Keys, Mumford & Sons, Miley Cyrus, Camila Cabello, Hootie and the Blowfish, and more. They're all going to be taking the stage this September. More chances all week to win your way to Vegas for all the fun. OnWithMario.com/festival to find out how. Keeping the music coming your way. It's Mario Lopez. Still a lot more to get to. Comic Heather McDonald stopping by next hour. Courtney's also got a random question for us in moments. So while we get ready for that, hit me up if there's a song you want to hear. Add On With Mario on Twitter. On Mario and Courtney Lopez, Frazier Nichols at the mics as well. And let's waste no time and get right to it.
Courtney's random question.
All right, honey, what you got?
Okay, so what is the funniest joke you know by heart? If I ask you right now.
Go. I know a few, but they are not...
funny.
No, but they are not saved for broadcast. But I got to say, there's a couple funny kid jokes that I like. For example, what does a nosy pepper do? He gets hot up in your business. And there's a physical element to it. So if you saw me do it in person, you'd really crack up.
Tell us what you would choose at On With Mario on Twitter. More On With Mario coming up from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Keeping the music coming your way, you're on with Mario Lopez. Also, quick reminder to go check out the newest Ron Burgundy podcast. Ron, back for season two, and he's got presidential candidate Kamala Harris joining him for the first episode. Ron also making late night history a few nights back, appearing on 6 late night shows in one night. OnMario.com for highlights of that and to check out the Ron Burgundy podcast. What up, it's Mario Lopez. Pretty surprising news over the weekend. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called it quits, but you're not going to believe who she's been spotted with now. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario Lopez. Another celebrity couple calling it quits.
On with Mario. Hollywood Buzz.
So this is too bad. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called it quits after less than a year of marriage. 8 months, to be exact. They dated for a while, then broke up, and then they got back together again, and it seemed like things were great, and there was no signs of any sort of trouble in paradise. Liam seems pretty torn up about it. He's trying not to talk about it in public, but Miley looks like she's trying to move on and put on a brave face. She's been spotted out in Italy, and she was kissing Brody Jenner's ex, Caitlyn Jenner. OnWithMario.com, if you want to see the pics, they happen to know each other, I think, living in Malibu. Miley even posted something on IG saying, "Don't fight evolution. Change is inevitable." Ooh, deep thoughts. She also jumped into Brody's comments, who was joking about it with Brandon Thomas Lee. And then Miley, okay, stop playing at that point. And she told him to go take a nap in your truck and cool off. Hashtag hot girl summer. Apparently that's a reference to a scene in The Hills this season where Brody and Caitlyn got in a fight and he went to go sleep in the truck.
Okay. Want to dig deeper into the story? Get more of Mario's thoughts on this and all of the Hollywood buzz right now at OnWithMario.com. You're listening to On With Mario Lopez from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So last week we talked about this new trend where you text your number neighbor. Mario Lopez here, kind of a funny, weird trend, but a lot of people posting screen grabs of their chats online, including our buddy Bebe Rexha, who hit up her number neighbor, and the results were pretty hilarious. OnWithMario.com to see how it turned out for Bebe. All right, Troll and Mario Lopez, about 10 minutes away from getting comic Heather McDonald in here to talk hot topics and to tell us about this stand-up special she's taping this weekend. So a few more songs, and we're going to be back with Heather McDonald. Hang tight. What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, our buddy comic Heather McDonald. Welcome back, Heather. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So you're taping a new comedy special this weekend. What are you talking about on stage these days?
So, I mean, I've been married for 19 years, so it's a lot about,
you know,
being honest about my relationship, but also how I often am envious of my divorced friends. You know, they have a fresh leaf on life. They get a divorce diet. Like, I'm into I'm into exploring relationships today with younger people, how it's so different than when I was dating. So it's very, very relatable to everybody. Being a female comic, sometimes I found that my fans who were such great fans of mine would say, "I'm excited to see Heather. I'm dragging my husband." And I was like, "Well, now you're hurting the problem. Like, why are you saying you have to drag your husband?" I'm like, if your husband got tickets to a male comedian, you'd get a blowout and be all excited to go. Why are you underestimating that your husband can't enjoy a female comic? So what's great is the husbands love it, the boyfriends love it, gay, straight, whatever. It's very relatable.
Funny,
talk about my kids.
Funny,
you know?
Is funny. And if you want to go check out Heather this weekend as she tapes her new special, hit me up on Instagram at On With Mario Lopez. We'll get the details up there. And Heather, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break and we'll dive into some hot topics.
This is On With Mario Lopez. More fun next from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
Mario Lopez here, digging into some hot topics with comic Heather McDonald. So, which Real Housewife franchise are you most into?
I think New York is the most fun because it just always brings it. I think they're all so ridiculous in their own sense in a good way. Like,
right.
And I think they're really snarky, and I think they have a long history with each other, which is what I think works.
Right.
My second favorite is probably Beverly Hills for the exact same reason.
Talking hot topics with comic Heather McDonald. It's Mario Lopez. So what about Tyler C. from The Bachelorette? So he came in second, and then he kind of got together with Hannah B. again and then started dating Gigi Hadid. It's like some of these guys have really, the consolation prizes have been, the other dude we were just talking about, Wells Adams, he was, ended up with Sarah Hyland. This guy's with Gigi Hadid,
yes.
At the moment.
Right. I, you know, hey, look, Gigi, go for it. Who cares? You know, I think he's hot. He had the second tightest pants of the finalists.
Who had the first?
The one that she chose.
You're on Mario Lopez, and we're wrapping up with comic Heather McDonald. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot again, Heather.
Yes.
Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yes.
Song that's currently in your head.
Oh, the Lizzo song.
The Lizzo song?
Yeah, yes, I love it, yeah.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh, I think that was the movie Ma.
Octavia
Spencer loved it.
It was good, scary, right?
Scary and funny, yes.
Show you're currently binge watching.
Oh, the Roger Ailes, Loudest Voice in the Room.
I have that DVR.
Oh,
is it worth it? Good?
Mario, you will die.
It's juicy. I know, I love that.
He's amazing.
You know what I'm fired up for right now? I love, what's the Ryan Murphy miniseries? The American Crime Stories. Love it. Loved OJ.
Yes.
Love the Versace one.
Which is the next one?
Clinton. Monica Lewinsky with Clinton.
Wow!
Right?
When does that start?
I knew you'd, exactly. I'm fired up.
It's like next year, but Monica Lewinsky is actually producing on it, too.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Go-to cocktail.
Buttery Chardonnay is my favorite, just like a great Chardonnay, but I also love a spicy margarita is my new thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Nickname growing up.
Pumpkin. I was the youngest of five.
All right, Pumpkin. So,
yeah.
Well, listen, Heather is performing this weekend at the Irvine Improv. You can follow her on Instagram at Heather McDonald. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, everyone, please come. I'm taping my special. I need you guys there. It'll be very fun. Thank you.
Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. This is On with Mario Lopez. More coming up.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Big night for Marvel at the Teen Choice Awards last night. A lot of Avengers taking home surfboards. K-pop representing as well. A lot of big moments, a lot of amazing performances, a lot of winners too. All went down at the beach. On Mario.com. Catch up. What up? It's Mario Lopez. Some of your favorite apps are getting rebranded and their names are changing, but things are getting kind of wordy now. I'm going to tell you about it next. You're on Mario, Courtney Lopez. You may or may not know this, but Facebook actually owns Instagram and WhatsApp. Now they want to make sure that's clear for everyone. It's changing the official names of the apps. Instagram will now be Instagram from Facebook. WhatsApp will be WhatsApp from Facebook. So they're sort of like Tyler Perry and Donald Trump. They put their name on everything. Tyler Perry Presents or Trump Steaks and what have you.
More details at onwithmario.com. This is On with Mario Lopez. More fun next from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
On Mario Lopez, reminding you to set your DVR or just stay up late tonight because Bazzy is going to be taking the stage on the Late Late Show with James Corden. Bazzy, of course, just dropped a new mixtape. Soul Searching is the name of that. OnWithMario.com for a preview. What up? It's Mario Lopez. One of the most prolific movie villains just became a real-life hero. So happy for my boy. I'm going to tell you what happened next. You're with Mario Lopez and my man Danny Trejo, a real-life hero.
One last thing.
So Danny, who's literally been in hundreds of movies, usually plays villains in all of those movies, but he couldn't be a nicer guy in real life. Anyway, the other day, he saw two cars crash into each other. One rolled over on its roof, and a baby was still strapped into a car seat inside. Well, Danny rushed in and freed the child from the car. Wow, that's some real life heroic stuff, because you never know if gas is leaking, an explosion could happen, and that's the kind of story that should get a lot of love. So I'm glad we're giving him a shout out. Way to go.
We're on with Mario Lopez. The fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
On Mario Lopez, wrapping things up for the night. Thanks again to comic Heather McDonald for stopping by. On Mario.com for my full chat with her. More fun tomorrow. Till then, music rolls on.